tonight, the Heat, they still have something to play for, but most importantly, it's about Dwayne Wade this evening. Let's be real. So let's talk to our pal Eric Reed on the television call tonight, Fox Sports Sun. He's on the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Store's guest line, Truly Steps Beyond Convenience. He's making the rounds this morning. He makes a pit stop on our show here this morning. Hey, Eric, good morning.
Good morning to you, Zaz.
We're glad you're feeling better. I mean, what a disaster. Like, good thing, it's never good to be sick, but thank God you were sick last week as opposed to right now, you know?
Yeah, you're right. You know, in 31 years, I've missed six games, only two because of health issues. So every time it's happened, though, Zaz, you take that step back, and you are so thankful, and you understand how blessed you have been to have the opportunity to do this job and the ability to do this job. And we were happy that it was a quick comeback, but boy, I was feeling bad about a week ago.
How do you approach tonight's game? Because, you know, I was saying earlier in the show, I rarely feel pressure doing this radio show. I have felt pressure before. Like, I gave the example that the radio show the morning after Jose Fernandez passed away, I felt pressure doing this show. I wanted to make sure I got it right. And I wonder how you approach a broadcast like tonight. Is it just like any other broadcast, or do you feel a little extra something?
Well, no pressure, but obviously there's a lot of extra emotion, involved in these last two telecasts. And, you know, as I'm going into it with a spirit that and love for this game and for this player that is as pure as can be. And you know what my message is to anybody that asks or that will be listening? Don't mourn the playoff fate. Do not lament or fret about life without this guy. Now's the time, if there ever has been, to stay in this moment, to enjoy every second of it. It's the last two opportunities we're ever going to see, that anybody's ever going to see, of this extraordinary Dwayne Wade playing this great game of basketball. So this is to be cherished. It's the last deposits into the Dwayne Wade treasure chest. But what a gift it's been for all of us as in Heat Nation and around the world that's watched Dwayne Wade play. It's a gift that we don't take for granted. And as unique as the journey has been for Dwayne, it's been the same for all of us. How often does a fan base get to watch a guy from his rookie year to the end of his career and a career-ending season, the likes of this? Very few stars in any sport have gone out as classy and as well, and with as much love and respect that Dwayne Wade has received this year. And you know, stuff like that, Zaz, it's never given out. It's only earned. And what Wade has received this year, he has earned, you know, over the last 16 years.
You've been down here for 30 years, okay? So you know as well as anyone, as a community, South Florida, we've never really had what we're going to go through tonight with Dwayne Wade. The closest that we've had was Dan Marino, of course, but we didn't know that it was going to be Marino's final game, okay? His last two games, playoff games, they were both on the road, and then you weren't even sure that he was going to retire. So we didn't get to celebrate Marino, you know, hey, we know this is his last home game. They had to do something postseason where they did a whole ceremony in the stadium. So this is a very unique experience that the South Florida fan is gonna have tonight.
It is. This is unique. This is a unique journey for all of us, including Dwayne. How many stars have you seen go out exactly on their own terms? This kind of stuff almost never happens. And it has happened for all the right reasons for Dwayne. So, you know, I told him last night at the end of his party, and I really feel this way. Part of me hopes I'm wrong when I make this statement, but I don't think I am. Not only is he the greatest player in the history of the franchise through the first 31 seasons, that's clear cut. I think he's going to be the greatest player in the history of the Heat for the history of the Heat. And I mean that. It's hard to fathom somebody else coming through here and spending 14 years and winning three championships and a gold medal and setting every conceivable record out there. I mean, it's likely to never happen again. And I think that really sums up the whole Dwayne Wade experience. I whispered in his ear last night when I said goodbye to him, you are a once in a lifetime player, and we're never going to see another one like you. And, I don't think I could say anything more truthful about Dwayne Wade than that.
Now, are you the emotional type? Like, are you concerned that you're going to get caught up in the emotion at some point in tonight's game?
No, I'm happy. I'm going to be caught up in the emotion, and I'm going to trust my emotions like you have to do, and you know, when you're in my position. But I'm going to go with it, Zaz. I've unhooked myself from the stress and the drama of this playoff chase. It still could happen, but you know what? Maybe that wasn't the gift we were meant to receive this year. Unfortunately, I wanted it as much as anybody for Wade to go out on the playoff stage. But you know something? Does it really matter?
Right.
Does Dwayne Wade's legacy need the eighth seed? It'd be great. It would have been a great accomplishment. And maybe it'll still happen, and it would be so surprisingly wonderful if it did. But he doesn't need it. We don't need it. We wanted it. We don't need it. I think the gift now is the final two games of Dwayne Wade's career. And I think I think most of us have a hard time just staying in the moment. I am going to be so happy to just cherish these last two moments over the next two nights.
And Eric, you speak about gifts and the many that he's provided South Florida with basketball. What moment sticks out to you in your mind, or what memory of Dwayne's legacy is the one that is going to be the first front and foremost in your memory of Dwayne Wade and Miami Heat?
Good to hear from you, man.
Pleasure.
To hear from you.
No, it's great to hear from you as well.
Thank you. You know, it's funny, of all the game winners, I'm going to give you two short little snapshots.
Yeah.
But of all the game winners we had the privilege to call from Dwayne Wade, I think the one I'm going to cherish the most is the last one. The last one against Golden State. You know, it's funny, Zaz and Ram, I've made a million calls in 31 seasons. No one call of any singular play got me more attention on Twitter and just through word of mouth than that sudden and abrupt game winner against Golden State. And I know full well it wasn't because of the quality of the call. It was because of who made it, who he made it against, and when he made it. So it's going to probably be that one play that I'm going to just smile every time I think about it. But my favorite Dwayne Wade play of his career, you know, we go back to that first championship in 2006. Miami's down two games to none. If you don't win game three, we're not talking about that first championship in 06. It would not have happened. And he had, at that time, the greatest finals game that any of us had ever seen. He had 42 points, and he had 13 rebounds in a finals game. But it was a defensive play in the final second of that game, when he deflected an inbounds pass that was headed to the rim for an airborne Josh Richardson. If Wade doesn't leave his man and rotate down and deflect that thing at the rim, it's a dunk and overtime, and God knows what happens next. So yeah, I'll always remember it as a play that illuminated how difficult it is to win on the championship stage, and truly the overall greatness of Dwayne Wade. Scoring, passing, defense, making the big play no matter what end of the floor it was on when his team needed it most. That moment, I think it's one of the most forgotten great moments of his career, because it wasn't a score, but it was a defensive play that won that finals game and triggered that first championship.
Eric, do you think we're going to get any former players in attendance tonight? I mean, we know Alonzo, Shane Battier. I expect Chris Bosh. He's been around a lot lately. I think he'll be there tonight too. Do we expect any other former players you think maybe could be in attendance tonight?
It's possible, Zaz. We've heard rumors that there's going to be, you know, if it's not tonight, we're going to have our cameras, the Fox Sports Sun cameras will be all over it at Barclays Center in Brooklyn tomorrow night. So it's going to be a great send-off for them. And, you know, as ready as you could be for moments like this, I think we're all ready for this. The season is built up to it. And now, again, it's just two last chances to just savor this guy. And, you know, what a gift for all of us. The Dwayne Wade treasure chest of memories is pretty darn near full, Zaz and Rom, and we're going to enjoy it for years to come. Tell him, you know, Spo said it, you know, I don't know if it was a video or if he said it last night, that he's going to be telling Dwayne Wade stories to his teams forever. And, you know, I hope Hassan and Bam aren't already crying about all those passes that he throws to him at the rim that somebody else is going to have to do. But listen, he's touched everybody's lives that he's played with, and all of us that have watched it. What a journey, guys! From draft night. The only draft I could compare it to is when Miami took one of your favorite guys as Glenn Rice. The whole country knew about G Money coming off a national championship at Michigan. Well, very few people outside of, the diehard fans knew about Wade going into his junior year at Marquette. But by the time we draft him, he come up with a triple-double against Kentucky to get his Marquette team into the Final Four. And as we just witnessed watching the Final Four, when you get to that stage, the whole country finds out about you. So we all knew about him when he came here, but nobody could have predicted, the 16 years that have just unfolded.
Eric, you are definitely narrating a lot of emotion right now. We got so many texters writing in talking about how they're sitting in their vehicles crying. Listening to you pay homage, basically, to Dwayne Wade.
Not the first time I've made people cry.
Eric, can we expect a professional effort from John Crotty tonight, or is he going to show up straight from celebrating and wearing the same clothes as he was last night?
I hope not, man. I got to sit next to him.
But
congratulations to the Virginia Cavaliers. John and our executive producer, Ted Ballard, are both Virginia grads. They it's great for them. We were in Minnesota to play the Timberwolves, obviously, when the Final Four was beginning. So they got to see Virginia's semifinal win, and that was great for them. And I know they both enjoyed that game last night.
What a great game it was last night, huh?
Really was. It's funny. We watched the end of the game, at the Wade party, and then it goes to overtime, and, it's late, and we got to drive back to Boca, my wife and I, and I got in the car. I forgot to even turn the radio on, so it's... About a half hour later, I realized Virginia won an overtime.
Yeah, they won the game. Virginia won. There you go.
All right. Thanks for confirming that, Zach.
Eric, we will see you tonight. Again, everyone, tune in at 7 o'clock. You can watch your pals Eric and Jax and John Crotty. It's going to be a really special night. You don't want to miss anything. We'll see you tonight, Eric. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Zaz. And Romberg, after tonight, it's all about the NFL draft and spring football, baby.
I love it. Thanks for coming on.
See you, Eric.
Hey, my pleasure, guys. Thank you.
All right. There you go.